In the studio, we have BJ Adigan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're with a group called CNY Care Collaborative?
That's correct. Yep.
What is that? Excuse my ignorance, I don't know what it is.
Well, I'm glad that you asked. The CNY Care Collaborative is a network of about 2,000 healthcare and community-based professionals across Central New York. And we're really charged with working with the Medicaid population here across our region and trying to improve both access to healthcare, but also the delivery of healthcare.
So how does that work exactly?
So great question. The state of New York actually.
Thank you so much.
Are you a doctor?
Every question I ask is going to be a great question.
I got to tee it up a little bit for you. It works actually pretty seamlessly. The state of New York provided funding. They received a grant from the Center for Medicaid Services, or the federal arm of Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And we are actually reinvesting a part of that money into all of these relationships that we're building with these healthcare professionals.
Okay.
So essentially, the money that we provide as an organization provides incentives to local hospitals, clinics, nursing homes, community-based organizations to build infrastructure and work together to seamlessly provide comprehensive coverage for our Medicaid population.
How long have you been doing this?
We've been doing it now for a little bit over 2 years, 2.5 years mm-hmm. about. And like I said, we work with 11 hospitals. We work with almost 80 primary care practices across those six counties. I'm working really, really closely with our community-based organizations. So groups like the Salvation Army or Catholic Charities are part of our network. And as these organizations work together, essentially what they're doing is making sure that if a patient is seen in one of these institutions, they're coordinating all of the services between these organizations.
Ah, now I see what you're doing.
And then as they coordinate, it leads to better outcomes and then ultimately keeps them out of the hospital, keeps them out of the emergency department, and overall just improves their quality of health.
Yeah, it's amazing that that wasn't done before.
Well, I think it's been tried in different ways, but this is probably the most comprehensive approach that the state has taken.
Yeah.
And just to give you a sense of kind of how much New York State is investing, a little bit over $6 billion is going into this project and this program across the state. And it's the largest such project across the country.
I'm proud of New York State. I really am. We're trying to take care of people who need help.
Absolutely. And certainly some of the things that are taking place at the federal level have put Medicaid and Medicare under the microscope. I can tell you that the work that we're doing is largely unaffected by what's taking place currently at the federal level.
Because it's still a state thing.
Mm-hmm. It is still a state thing. Yeah, and we're funded all the way through 2020 at the very least. So our program is going to be working with all of those
organizations. Seems like a long way off, but 2020 will be here before you know it.
It will. And as we've seen at the federal level, the winds of change are really, really quickly. So a lot of things could happen in between now and 2020. But until then, we're gonna continue to kind of progress our program and try to work with as many people as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. So right now, the way that our network is operating is we work primarily through our partner organizations. So we would have individuals who would actually work and contact the partner organizations directly. You can find a lot of information on our website, cnycares.org. Mm-hmm. It talks a little bit about our programming and what it is that we're trying to accomplish. Also lists all of the partners that we're working with. So all of the hospitals and clinics and community-based organizations that we're working with, they're listed on our website. And it talks about some of the projects that we're doing. So, for instance, one of the projects that really has made a pretty decent impact over the last 2 years is we're trying to integrate primary care with behavioral health. So, many folks know that behavioral health is an issue that really affects regions across the state, but also across the country, just a very great need there. And so what we're doing is embedding behavioral health into the primary care setting so that folks can receive, comprehensive care all in one place instead of going to your doc because you're feeling sick, but then also having to go to a counselor or someplace else because you have some type of behavioral health care need.
Yeah. Okay.
And so trying to embed those practices into one location really improves outcomes, and it's a better way to kind of manage the whole person as opposed to, one doc, just dealing with their medical condition and another doc in some other practice who has no connection to what's taking place with their medical condition.
Well, let me ask you, again, I'm a little slow.
Okay.
But would behavioral health be like mental health? Is that what
it would.
That's
it would.
A better way of saying it nowadays?
Yes, it is. anyone who has some type of or dealing with depression or substance abuse or any type of mental health condition is what we would consider behavioral health.
It's good that you're doing this. I mean, it really is. And we'll have to check out the website, cnycares.org.
We could have all the money in the world, but if we didn't have partners who were willing to come to the table, willing to kind of make some of these changes to affect the type of delivery that we'd like to have for this population, it really wouldn't go anywhere. So just giving them a pat on the back and saying
thank you. Well, it's good to have an organization like you on our side.
Definitely.
Helping out those who need help, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It's good. CNYcares.org. BJ Adigan, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me,
appreciate
guys. Really appreciate it.
102.1, Sunny 102.